Hello, and welcome to another shorter episode of Dumbracken, another little bonus one because I was away this weekend at an improv festival and did not have time to fully do justice to the idea that I had for this week's episode. So you're getting a little reprieve, a deleted scene from last week's, from the back to school stuff. This is a scene that features Kieran Sands, Owen Fox and Eddie Goodwin. It was supposed to be in the first back to school episode 2 weeks ago, but it got removed because every other scene took place at the school, so it didn't feel right to, this is about a house party, didn't feel right to just leave the school. And you're hearing some editorial decisions now, you don't need those. But in lieu of all of this, the next three episodes, it's spooky season for the next 3 weeks. We're having a little fun with a little bit more of a delve into the supernatural side of Dunbracken. So hope you enjoy this, hope you enjoy that, and if you enjoy what we do, Turnstile, the improv team that I am from and whose voices you hear all the time on this podcast, we are opening up Ireland Improv Fest in November. There are links to the tickets online. We are the very first show on Wednesday the 13th of November in Dublin. So if you happen to be in Dublin then, you enjoy Dumbracken, you want to see some improv, you want to see the team behind Dumbracken, then come along to watch us open up Improv Fest Ireland, which is incredibly exciting. But for now, it's time to bring your ears into a house party. That was clunkier than I'd like.
This has been pretty good, but do you think there's going to be other people? Is there?
Yeah.
This has been pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. I think the other guys are going to come down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
any
so.
Any minute now, I told all the ladies.
Nice, nice.
Ladies, yeah.
I told all of them. I just ran around with a flyer around school, and I was just like...
Flyer's such a good idea, because if they forget, they look at the flyer, they remember.
Yeah, nice. That's why I've been putting a flyer in my bathroom that said,
good idea.
Brush your teeth today. Because like, every time I see it, I'm like, I'm going to brush my teeth.
You'll never forget.
You'll never forget, because I love the flyer. The flyer's great. Yeah. But do you think the ladies will actually come to the party?
Well, we said there's a keg.
Ladies love cake.
You know, cake.
They love the booze. We know it.
Yeah.
They love cake. They love booze. They love...
Twister.
Twister.
I brought
the
Twister.
Twister. That was a good idea, putting the Twister on the flyer. And all of us getting in a picture in Twister.
Yeah. Booth, cake, Twister.
Four
on the
cool
flyer.
Guys.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was in, about the Twister photo, I felt really weird because I was so unflexible that I was just standing.
Yeah, but it's nice to like show that not everyone can do it, but you're still included.
Inclusivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was just lying down on the, like, I wasn't even like lifting myself up. I was literally just lying down.
I think we were trying to make like some kind of geometric pattern or something with it.
Oh, it's a perfect isothelies triangle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh my God. We're not going to do Twister and not make the best isothelies triangle.
And you were there, you were in your scientist outfit being like, this is a perfect isothelies triangle.
Yeah, yeah. You could only see my foot because I was taking the photo.
I thought it was really funny when we put the speech bubble in saying, I'm brewing up a great party.
So clever.
So, yeah, they're going to be here any
minute.
Yeah.
Did we put the booze and the cake in the photo? Because I remember the photo was us doing Twister.
Well, we couldn't really say that on the flyer that there was going to be booze and cake.
But people know.
People know. They know us.
They know us. No, we're pretty animals. Cool.
Yeah.
They know we're pretty crazy.
Pretty cool.
We've been known to get super wild.
You know what I was doing? There was like the girls that were in the class in science, and you know, the Bunsen burners. I was just like spinning it around and making the flame go high and low and
low.
And
did you
put your hand in front of the fire?
I did.
Well, but that's dangerous.
With the gloves on.
Are you okay?
With the gloves on.
Okay, cool. That's so cool.
But it was still
really
badass.
Cool.
That's still really warm. You probably still feel that.
It was warm.
Wow. That's mad.
In my English class, the other day, the ladies were sitting next to me, and the teacher asked me to read Romeo and Juliet out loud in front of the class.
You know you nailed every stanza.
I did a perfect Romeo impression, if I do say so myself.
Oh, you are a Romeo.
Boys.
All Romeos here.
Yeah, we are.
Four Romeos playing Twister, having some boozes.
And cake.
And cake.
And cake. Any minute. Any minute. They're going
to
be here.
Well, did you get somebody to do the duet with you?
No, the only page that I wrote was just Romeo's dialogue. There was no Juliet on that page. Okay.
Prep.
Yeah, I'm just practicing.
It's a big monologue, man.
Yeah, big monologue. Pretty big monologue. Cool.
Prep. Pretty cool. Ladies love those literate guys that like do.
I can maybe do it for you now if you want. Like, I can maybe remember a little bit of it.
I mean
maybe you do it at the front door. Well, then the ladies will see you. I don't want to go too crazy on the party too soon.
It feels like that kind
Romeo
of night.
Romeo monologues here.
Okay, so just imagine we're here in Verona. Juliet's over there, and then I come into the room, okay?
I'm sweating thinking about it.
I know, I'm really embarrassed.
Oh, hey, dudes! We're amazing party! What? Oh my god, you're the Romeo dude!
Yeah, that's me!
Dude, I saw that in English class, and I flipped the fuck!
Oh my god!
That was the coolest shit! Oh, here, I've got a cake, and then the football team's coming in behind me.
And the ladies?
And all the ladies, yeah.
Oh, the ladies!
The cake!
That Twister flyer, it was ironic, it was funny, it was cool as hell. There was a foot in there with a really nice shoe. Oh, everyone's coming.
And the caption!
I know.
The caption was fucking hilarious.
That's what we said,
fucking
huh?
Hilarious.
That's what we said.
Dudes, this is the house. Come on,
come on in. Whoa.
Here, bro.
It's just these guys?
Yeah.
Twist me up. Where is this twister?
Dude, that was like the perfect equilateral scaling, like triangle. Yeah. Like, I loved it. It was dope.
Oh, so cool and isosceles.
Oh, man, I love our year.
Is there a Romeo in here?
Juliet's been talking about you nonstop, bro. And her name is literally Juliet. It is an extra T and E, but
yeah, I'm so embarrassed. I really wanted to meet a real life Romeo. Lady, I was actually Romeo the day in class.
We were just watching it.
Oh my
it was
goodness.
So good.
It was shivers.
Shivers.
Let's not pretend. Let's just go upstairs right now.
Bro's got moves.
Guys, excuse me. I have to go upstairs for a little bit.
Oh,
onwards, friend.
Bro, I wish I was like one of the like literate guys that like do the monologues, man.
God, what if we, you know, should we have a party like this? Do we need to stop making flyers?
No
girls that come to our
house. Ladies only come here.
Yeah, we're just jacked, you know? We don't got nothing.
Shit.
Oh, we got us jacked as shit bodies.
Yeah. We're just jacked. That's all we got.
Look at us. Oh, we're kicking around a football, bro. Come on, that's not cool. That's not what they want.
I wish I had come up with the idea for a flyer.
So good.
I saw some of these triangles, man.
Dog. It's the perfect shape.
The cake and
the
booze?
The cake is amazing.
Cake and
oh
booze.
My god.
The cake dries your mouth out. The booze is wet. It's a perfect.
It's genius. Jesus.
God, fellas, I'm so glad you guys came
here.
I'm really glad you got the flyer.
Bro, this was so cool.
This is going to be the best party of the year. I guarantee it.
Thank you for inviting us. Our entire year's come to this thing.
Yep.
We thought we'd come early to make sure it was the right house.
We love you guys, man. It's like you guys are tight.
I've already signed up for the Twister sheet because I know everyone's going to want to play Twister.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Where's that sheet?
Twister.
These guys are organized. They got an Excel spreadsheet
to organize the
order of who's going in Twister.
You can type your name in. And look at that conditional formatting.
What? I don't even know what that means.
That's
so cool.
Your name lights up in green when you put it
green?
In.
That's my name.
Can my name be red?
If you want, yeah.
This guy's got the macros.
Bro, we can put our names red, like the Twister board.
Yes. Guys, settle down. Come on, the party's going all night.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Party's going all night.
Do you want some booze, man? Come on.
Yeah.
Yo. Was this whiskey?
You know it. Dude, we're going to be doing like Shakespeare later on too, you know?
And my dad's downstairs and my mom's downstairs and they said we can have the house all night.
Bro, that's so cool.
That's sick. Yeah. I mean, they're just downstairs in the basement.
They're
then?
Just chilling during
this. They're just chilling.
That's cool. And they don't care how loud we are. Wow.
Oh, yeah. We have also got video games like downstairs in the basement.
No.
I got VR as well.
Tight, bro. Tight.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah, like I said, like we throw the dopest parties.
This is gonna be weird, but I brought my. Would you guys mind signing my yearbook?
Dude, it's not weird. I also brought my yearbook.
Nice, bro. Yes, please.
Okay. Line up. I'll get my pen out of my.
Yo, guys, get over here. He
signed
in the yearbook.
All right, guys. That's okay. I'll get my pen out of the pocket protector.
Yeah, let him go first.
I got it.
Dude, can you show me how to do that standing pose like that you did in the Twister?
We were talking about that on the whole ride up, bro.
After I'm finished signing, guys, like just chill out. Have some more cake.
To
like,
Max, to Max.
To Maximilian.
He knows your name, bro.
Oh, my God. That's like a special little nickname that he just gave for me.
Yeah, your full name.
Oh, my God.
I also wrote a little bit in Latin for you. You can take that to a translator later and figure it out.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'll tell you what it says now. It says like...
No, don't tell us.
Okay.
No, I want a surprise.
This is like a piece of the party to take with you.
I really feel like this is what coming to school is all about.
Guys, I love you guys.
I love you guys so much.
What a great year. Like, I love our year.
Yeah.
It's such a good
everyone's
good
so attitude. Nice. And you guys, top dogs,
I
so
know.
Cool.
Dude, look, you guys are jacked. You know, you kick the ball really well.
Yeah,
like, don't put yourselves down, you know?
I mean, we try, but we're like, the cheerleaders go to all like your chess club games and all, and it's like, how do we learn from these guys? Because, you know,
they'll appreciate you guys at some point, too.
You know what?
There's some thought that goes into football, too, so they're going to want to appreciate that at some point.
I appreciate that, you know?
I just doubt myself every day.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Every day.
Because you guys are obviously getting A's and stuff, and that guy upstairs, he's doing Romeo.
Look, guys, like, there's plenty to offer. I don't want you feeling like you need to beat yourselves down, you know? Some people are skilled in other areas. Like, you guys are really fast. You guys are really strong. You know?
But hey, guys, let's not dunk about that right now. Let's just get on the
let's
Twister
get all
board.
The party.
Oh, Twister!
Yes. Twist on!
Did somebody say Twister?
Yeah. Oh, he's back!
Let's
it's
just
Romeo.
Say the Family Feud is no more, shall we say.
That's our Romeo!
Stop it, Romeo! Stop it! So let's get Twister in!
Let's go, let's get Twister. I call for